Last week's mass shooting in Orlando might leave you wondering what you'd do if you were in that situation. One Northwest company has created an active shooter training to help you be better prepared. It also shows you how your brain chemistry might make it harder for you to immediately react. Northwest Public Radio's Courtney Flett has more.
Barrett Price remembers where he was when he heard about the first ever school shooting in Moses Lake in 1996, and other school shootings like Columbine and Umpqua Community College in Oregon. The list goes on. And as the list grew longer, Price grew more convinced that ordinary people needed to know how to respond during active shooter situations.
We're all at risk in our work environments.
So Price began working with his company, Vivid Learning Systems, to develop free online active shooter training. The group had two important goals for the program. First, it should not be based on fear.
A lot of the training out there has a boogeyman, a guy in black, there's guns, there's blood. That can obscure some of the learning objectives, and it's only appropriate for a certain audience of age.
Second, it needs to factor in what's actually going on inside your brain and body the minute you hear gunshots or see a shooter enter a room.
Before you can make a decision to run, hide, or fight, your body's first instinct is to freeze.
That's something we've all experienced to a lesser degree, says Jill James. She helped write the training.
Any of us who've ever had a small fire on our stovetop knows that our brain is having a response. Do I freeze or do I quickly have to reassess the situation and know if this is something I put water on or put the cover over the kettle?
It's an evolutionary reaction based on predator-prey situations. Joseph Ledoux is a professor of neuroscience at New York University. Ledoux says freezing isn't a choice. It's hardwired into our brains.
Evolution isn't necessarily caught up with modern life with guns and other kinds of weaponry.
He says that's why it's important to know what's going on in your brain. In stressful situations, your brain sends signals to your body to freeze. Hormones surge to keep your attention focused.
So if you can be trained that that's probably going to happen, then you're ready to recognize it when it's happening and then can probably, through willful decisions, move out of it a little faster.
That's what the program is hoping to accomplish. The training tells the story of a student and his gym teacher, John Lane, who both survived the 1996 school shooting in Moses Lake.
So the first thing I did was I dove to the floor and hid behind a big desk. I laid on the floor there and looked at the classroom and saw terror in the eyes of her kids.
His heart was racing. His palms were sweating. James says research shows that's part of his body telling him to freeze.
His amygdala is having its normal response.
After a few moments, he stood up and began talking to the shooter and taking care of the students in the classroom. The training has quizzes and buttons to press to keep people engaged, like learning how gunfire really sounds. During the Moses Lake shooting, students said at first they didn't recognize the sound of gunshots. From the floor above, they thought the shots were barking dogs. You can click on a button to hear real gunfire versus what you might think of as gunfire from movies or TV shows. Payne says there has been a higher demand for the training since the shootings in Orlando. The hardware store across the street from Pulse Nightclub even asked about the course. For Payne, he just hopes people can take away at least one piece of advice from the program, one piece of advice that might empower them.
Help them get to a level of action at a better speed that could potentially help save their life.
Vivid Learning Systems plans to keep the active shooter training online and free for everyone to use. All you need is an internet connection. Courtney Flatt, Northwest Public Radio News, Pasco.